Exactly.
And today we'll be just learning about abiding in Him through Holy Spirit. And many people know about God. People just come to church. Many of us know all the worship songs. And all of us just wants to just serve in whatever ways we can in the ministry. But the real question is, are we abiding in Him through the Holy Spirit? Because sometimes we feel that as we are believers, our main motive is to attend church. But God didn't call us to only attend church. But the main focus is to just be connected in Him. I always like to give an example of a phone. A phone, because it's just like everyone uses it. And it becomes very easy to just connect with people. Many of us just have a very good phone. Good applications. Strong in body. But it only works when it has battery or it has power. But when it is battery-less or 0% battery, it's just like a small piece of element. In the same way, believers without abiding in the Holy Spirit, we are just like spiritually weak. There was a friend of mine in India. Like when he just accepted God. That time I guess I was just studying in my college time. I don't know when he accepted Christ. But when I just rejoined back to my old church, I just saw this new guy in worship, the way he was just giving himself to God. Yo, he was really passionate for it. Can just see the presence of God. But I don't know, in the year 2022, when I went back to India, then I didn't saw that same guy in church. And don't know what happened. I asked two people and they also said that he has now backstepped himself from God. And to be very true, we just live like the city where I come from in India. It's very easy to get distracted. Because it's so busy city. It's a very busy city. It just says that the city, it has a slogan that the city never sleeps. Even if you just go 2 o'clock in the night, things will be open. Like 24/7, the city is open. And that's how like the busyness of that city just took him back to from God to the world. And now he's just no longer being so passionate to God the time when he accepted God. And the family, God never called us to just visit His presence. He just called us to abide in Him in a continuous way. Jesus never said that visit me or see me. He said that abide in me. So let's just read from word what God is just telling to the word. So let's read from John chapter 8 verse 31.
Johannes 8:31.
John 8 verse 31.
John 8 verse 31.
So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciple."
Kwa ayuda amene ana mukubirira Yesu anati, "Ngati inu mutsatira chiphunzitso changa, ndithu ndino ophunzira anga."
Here we can just see that Jesus is teaching his true disciples. That those who continue remain in him are the true disciples. So following Jesus is not that one day or one day decision only. It's like a daily walk with God. It's just like a cycle. I don't think so. Whosoever drives a motorcycle, like with one pedal they reach home. They have to just ride it, pedal it till the time they reach home. So that's what your God is telling. That continue in my word. Abide in me in my word. And the Holy Spirit, and that's where the Holy Spirit just comes. Where the Holy Spirit helps us to just connect in him. Let's read from John 14, verse 16 and 17. So, John 14, verse 16 and 17, it says, "And I will ask the Lord, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever. Even the Holy Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it's neither seen him nor know him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you."
Yohane 14, verse 16, verse 17. Ine mitsapepa atate, ndipo atakupatsani nkhoswe ina, kuti izikhala nanu nthawi zonse. Nkhoswe iyi ndiye mzimu wachoonadi. Dziko lapansi silingalandire nkhoswe iyi, chifukwa sanamuone kapena kumudziwa. Koma inu mumamudziwa, pakuti amakhala nanu ndipo adzakhala mwa inu.
Here we can just see Jesus is promising the Holy Spirit to us, to the believers who just trust in him. He doesn't say that he just says that he is giving the Holy Spirit who abides in him. And the Holy Spirit is not just, he is giving only, not for a day, not for a week, but we can just see forever. We can just see that Holy Spirit is not just visiting us temporary. God doesn't wants us to get the Holy Spirit for a temporary purpose. But God is giving Holy Spirit, Jesus is giving Holy Spirit forever. That in a way that he will be dwelling with us. That he will be just staying with us. That he can be a comforter. That he can be a guide. That if we are weak, he can just strengthen us. So it's very hard to just live a Christian life without the Holy Spirit. Because Holy Spirit is the one who will be just strengthening us and protecting us in the walk with Lord. And as we just read in same chapter, John 14 verse 26 and 27.
In the Bible, verse 14, verse 26 and 27.
But it says that, "But the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to you remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I have leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Here we can just see that the Jesus is telling that the Holy Spirit will be teaching that all things that will be remembrance. He will be teaching, it just says that he will be teaching to the believers, giving wisdom. Many people just have a worldly knowledge, but they really lack in revelation of God, because they just go with that worldly knowledge, not with the understanding of the Holy Spirit. For example, if I just say that if I ask the wise man what it just says in John 3:16, he will just say that God just gave his only one son so that no one should die but have an eternal life. No one should perish but have an eternal life. But the one who is filled with Holy Spirit and having that understanding, he will really help you to just understand, guys, there was God just gave his only one begotten son. He didn't have 10, he had only one, he just gave to us. There will be more of not the worldly understanding, but there will be more of the biblical understanding. When you are just more in the Holy Spirit. You can just read from John chapter 15. Verse 4 and 5.
Verse 4 and 5.
Sorry, I haven't given this to the AV team. Because this is something that we are just reading this scripture from last 4 weeks. So I'll just quickly read. It just says that abide in me and I in you. As the branches cannot bear fruits by itself unless it abide in the vine, neither you unless you abide in me. And verse 5 it says that I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abide in me and I in you, he is that bears much fruit. From apart from me, you can do nothing.
Yohani 15:4-5.
So, here it's clearly said that Jesus is comparing us with the branches. And branches only survive when it has been just connected to the tree. Or in a way that what this context tells us, that branches only survives when they are connected to the vine. The moment when you have been disconnected by something, by the branch, it dies quickly. In the same way, when the believer just get disconnected from the Holy Spirit, which is just given to us for free, then our life also becomes dry. The worship becomes empty. It's very difficult to just walk in God. Our spiritual life just gets disappeared. And in Bible also God says that without me you can't do nothing. It doesn't say you can, without him you can do little things. But it says that you can't do nothing. You can't. Without God we are just nothing. So the true spiritual fruit only comes when we just abide in him. Let's just quickly read from Galatians 5 verse 16. Galatians chapter 5 verse 16, it says, Paul is just saying, but I say, walk by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desire of the flesh.
Galatians 5 verse 16, ikuti, choncho inedikuti, mulole kuti mzimu akutsogolereni, ndipo simudzachita zofuna za thupi lanu la uchimo.
We can just see that what Paul is talking to the people of Galatians. That flesh, our flesh is constantly fighting against the Spirit. Our flesh is a worldly desire. Where our flesh wants to just be in a circle of being angry. Being proud, being in sin, following worldly desires. But here what Paul is just telling, that walk by the Spirit and not to just get our flesh involved in the worldly things. So here itself the Holy Spirit just comes. Where it allows us to just be leads ourselves in the holiness. And abiding in Him, abiding in the Holy Spirit gives us that strength to overcome the Spirit. So let's just look what abiding in the Holy Spirit means like. So abiding in the Holy Spirit means to be connected to God daily. I don't think so, just coming to church, you can just say that I'm abiding in the Holy Spirit. But I guess it should be a daily lifestyle where you just wear it every day. Where the other day I was just watching a movie, Faith Like Potato. And I really enjoyed that movie, the last part. And it really says that your faith should smell. And for your faith to smell, it should be a life cycle, a lifestyle. I don't think so, your faith can smell only if you come on Sunday. Your body can smell when you just have a good perfume. But I don't think so, when you only come on Sunday, that will allow your faith to just be more abiding in the Holy Spirit. Some of us only just come to God when there is problem, when there is difficulties. But that doesn't mean also that you are abiding in Him. The true abiding in Him is just like talking with Him, reading His Word, listening to the Holy Spirit daily. Relationship grows only when there is consistency. I don't think so any relationship can just grow without talking or without having conversation. So consistency is very important when you are having relationship with God. Now many of us might be just thinking, I just speak to God but I don't hear the answer. But do we have that patience to hear? That's the question now. God do speak and we should just have that patience to hear. Because His desire is to just have closeness with His people whom He made. And the other thing is abiding in with obedience. You cannot abide in the Holy Spirit while you are continuously resisting in the world. Holy Spirit just can speak to you that this is what you are doing wrong. Or you are just holding on to something. Or I would just say that many of us just say, I can't hear God or I can't hear the Holy Spirit. And I would just say that when was the last time you heard Holy Spirit or when you heard God? Just go to your flashback and just ask yourself, when was the last time I heard the voice? And in that I would just ask you, were you obedient in what you heard? And that's where you get your answer. If you are not obedient, that's what God, the Holy Spirit is telling you. That complete that obedient work and then the rest, like He just wants to walk with you in obedience. But He doesn't like to keep the job pending. So when you just hear, then the Spirit is telling you to forgive. Forgive, I know it's very hard. That's what Luke was just telling last week. Having fellowship with one another. It really helps us to open ourselves. And the war what you are fighting in alone of forgiveness or of repentance. It truly becomes easy when you just have fellowship with one another. When the Holy Spirit just says you be humble yourself. How many of us just are there to just humble when you just feel that this has been said by the Holy Spirit? But our flesh has been designed in a way that we don't like to just bend down or to just be humble. We just like to point out to things. Just like that one is a problem, that one is not doing this. But it always starts with us. Are we just being humble enough to just accept it? Okay, if this doesn't work, let me just humble myself. That's also a part of being obedient. And abiding in Him produces fruit, the third thing. I guess everyone is there in Galatians chapter 5. So in verse 22 and 23, it talks about the nine fruits, the fruits of the Spirit. 22 and 23. There are nine fruits. So it's just like, it's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness. I can just see that, sorry, I don't know your name, but he is remembering all the nine fruits. That's very good. That's very good of remembering that nine fruits. But what about that nine fruits abiding ourselves, abiding that nine fruits in our life? It's very easy to buy hard things. But when it comes to practical, are we abiding that nine fruits in our life? So these fruits are the, these have been called as the fruit of the Holy Spirit that really helps us to abide in Him. These fruits doesn't come by pretending. These fruits can only come when you have been connected to the Holy Spirit. Sure. The other important thing is, if you want to remain in the Holy Spirit, you require to be surrendered. You cannot fulfill the Holy Spirit when your one leg is in the world. We as a believer, or I would say we as human, the presence of we need the presence of God, but at the same time we need the pleasure of the world. But that's not what God is asking for. Or that's not the term surrender is. Surrender is something that you surrender yourself completely to Him. You don't walk in two stones. You just decide that this is what I'm just walking. This is my path towards God. God wants our whole heart. Not, He doesn't want our some parts to be partially be obedient to Him. He doesn't want us to be occasionally committed. Not occasionally committed only when there is some event in church where there is some nice things happening. Or I know that now it is Christmas, so I'll be just committed to church. Or they just hear that the flyers, family Sundays and this and that. Now I have heard, so let me just continue going to church for 3 weeks. That's not truly abiding in the Holy Spirit or truly abiding in Him. Truly abiding is just like complete surrender. Giving yourself wholeheartedly, completely to God. So now the question is, what are we taking home today? Returning to daily fellowship with God. Do not let your prayer be an occasional thing. Don't let your Bible to just be opened only on Sundays or only on problem times. Spend time with God. It's something like Jesus himself, he was doing when he was in the world.
So you
can just think that if Jesus was doing, committing himself to the Father,
yeah,
that's the proper word, daily he was committing himself to God, spending time. So we as human, we as people whom he has created, don't we, you think so, we have to also follow the same thing? Or don't you think so, how important it is for us to have a daily relationship with God in terms of prayers and reading Bible? And the second thing is having a good friendship or good fellowship. Because this is something God just spoke to me this morning in my quiet time. I was just revising my preach. And it really, like, I just really felt that having a good friendship or a good fellowship also helps you to abide in the Holy Spirit. Also, it's very important for each and every individual to have a friend in Christ. Where you can just share problems. Where the other friend can just pray for you. No matter how difficult the problem is. Don't let your problems only be of, I don't have money for food and things. But they are real genuine problems also which you are struggling with. So if I would just really ask you that if you don't have a friend in Christ, please start making a friend in Christ. Because for me, if you ask my best friend, it's very easy for me to just say Luke and Andrew.
Yeah.
So though Luke is very elder to me, but I very well connect with him. I don't have any problem because I share life with him. And that's how it allows me to just know that I'm in a my walk with God, or my abiding in God, is in a proper way. The third thing is remove anything disconnecting you from God. And this is a very easy thing. But it's if you want to implement it, it's a very hard thing. So you have to ask yourself a question. What is really affecting my relationship with God? And I would just say that everyone knows what is the reasons what is not allowing their relationship to grow with God. But when you want to correct yourself, the answers are very easy, but when it comes in terms of correcting, it becomes very difficult. And that's one of the major thing why we fail to abide in the Holy Spirit. So what is stealing my spiritual hunger? Everyone knows this answer. Like, I don't have to tell these answers. This is a self-reflection thing where you have to just ask to yourself. Some things must be surrendered today. Because nothing is worth losing intimacy, or nothing is worth losing relationship with God. And depend on Holy Spirit daily. So as we are believers, we shouldn't live our life by our own. But we should just live our life through the Holy Spirit. Being dependent on Him for everything. It's very easy to be independent by ourselves. But when it comes to be dependent on God, it becomes a bit more challenging, because our walk should be very proper so that we can hear Him. So we should be really dependent on Him for the wisdom, for peace, for guidance. So let me just conclude. God is not looking for believers who appears or who just wears that spiritual cloth from outside. It's very easy that you come on Sunday, you just worship with loud voice, and then you just want that attention where people say that, this person is really spiritually filled with God. But in actual, it is something like you and God knows that that's not the actual one. Because He really wants people who really abide in Him through heart. Because the person who is connected produces fruit. A person who is connected in Him grows spiritually. The person who is abided in Him walks in faith and power. A person who is remaining in Him, he just overcomes all the challenges and sin. Today, Holy Spirit is just there. We have to just take that step of walking closer to Him. As many of us said, as Luke and Jonah also said in their previous preaches, like Christianity is not about religion, but it's about relationship. And today is that moment of your relationship with the Holy Spirit to just come closer. So it's nothing about performing, but it's about truly abiding in Him. That's why in John 15 it says, abide in Me, like abide in Jesus. Maybe just become the person who God wants us. Like to be connected in Him, connected in the Holy Spirit. Not on Sundays, not on occasionally, but 365 days till the time we are living in the world.